We are Vineyard.
Somos Viña.
We are Vineyard.
Yeah, so I'm on my like 47th alpha.
Wow.
And it's still fresh every day, every time we do it. So we are a church, firstly, for the exploring and the following. Mm-hmm. And we really, like you guys, we really have a heart for the lost. And then see them discipled all the way, but it starts with the lost. And we know, and we've really, our church has woken up to the fact that so many people in our city will never come to church. Mm-hmm. They're far from Jesus and in other spiritualities, other things.
Yep.
And so we have to create an environment where they are okay coming and they can ask the big questions in safety. And so we go out of our way at Vintage to create that third space environment. Now we have to do it in our church building, but we create that third space because it's so big now, we can't rent somewhere else. Mm. But the key thing for us is we try and make the church a really safe space and do a one-off evening called a launch night where everyone can bring their friends. It feels like a very LA event. We get a DJ, we've got great food, we've got a pub we open up. And I just explain what Alpha is. Mm-hmm. So it's a very low bar of entry event. Mm-hmm. No one really has to know even what Alpha is to bring their friends to that. And the whole church is awakening to the fact of, oh, actually you're making evangelism possible for me now. Mm-hmm. You're not asking me to do something which is a high bar.
Yep.
You're making it something I actually can do. Bring my friend to that incredible party at church where my friend the next day will thank me for inviting them. It won't be an awkward conversation of what was that.
Welcome to the We Are Vineyard podcast, conversations to help us grow with Jesus and each other. On today's episode, we'll hear part two of Jay's talk with Gare Jones, lead pastor of Vintage Church LA. Let's listen in.
Okay, so then you moved to LA.
Yeah.
Plant Vintage.
Yeah.
And this would probably be a good place to pivot because it works with the HDB thing. You now run an alpha that people come learn from. I mean, I know we've learned a lot from you and our churches in Denver. And you probably know this, but if you don't, you know, in the Vineyard, we've made a real strong effort to be partnered with Alpha
as
a whole denomination. Yeah.
So fantastic.
I can't remember the most recent number.
Okay.
It's hundreds of alphas now
are
running through it for vineyards like over and over. Mm-hmm. I think our group is the most running youth alpha.
Wow.
So Danielle and I ran youth alpha in our backyard and saw all these
kids come.
It's so good. So we've been talking about this a lot.
Yeah.
With vineyard pastors and leaders.
Yeah.
But you've been running alpha for a long time. Talk about like your last alpha. Like how does it actually?
Yeah. So I'm on my like 47th alpha.
Wow.
And it's still fresh every day, every time we do it. So we are a church, firstly, for the exploring and the following. Mm-hmm. And we really, like you guys, we really have a heart for the lost. And then see them discipled all the way, but it starts with the lost. And we know, and we've really, our church has woken up to the fact that so many people in our city will never come to church. Mm-hmm. They're far from Jesus and in other spiritualities, other things.
Yep.
And so we have to create an environment where they are okay coming and they can ask the big questions in safety. And so we go out of our way at Vintage to create that third space environment. Now we have to do it in our church building, but we create that third space because it's so big now, we can't rent somewhere else. Mm. But the key thing for us is we try and make the church a really safe space and do a one-off evening called a launch night where everyone can bring their friends. It feels like a very LA event. We get a DJ, we've got great food, we've got a pub we open up. And I just explain what Alpha is. Mm-hmm. So it's a very low bar of entry event. Mm-hmm. No one really has to know even what Alpha is to bring their friends to that. And the whole church is awakening to the fact of, oh, actually you're making evangelism possible for me now. You're not asking me to do something which is a high bar.
Yep.
You're making it something I actually can do. Bring my friend to that incredible party at church where my friend the next day will thank me for inviting them. It won't be an awkward conversation of what was that.
Yep.
And so three times a year, sometimes twice, but we hope three times a year, we run that launch event and we just really concentrate on marshaling the whole church. Who are you going to bring to that launch event? Mm-hmm. And we get like 400 to 500 people come.
It's incredible.
And many of them far from Jesus.
Right.
Many of them kind of go, oh, this alpha thing's pretty cool. It doesn't feel spiritual like church.
Yep.
They don't feel trapped. One guy said a couple of years ago at the launch event, he looked at me. I was in the pub just chatting. He didn't know who I was. And he went, man, it's so good. Like this building. How did you get this building for this alpha thing? You know, and they just, I thought.
It's like the most churchy church. Jackpot.
I know, it is church most building. But yeah. We strip it of everything totally. That says church.
Yeah, totally.
No Bibles, no children's ministry cards.
Yeah.
All the signs are alpha event signs, not vintage church signs.
Yep.
We worked hard because I know what it was like. Remember I said, I know what it was like to have that panic attack when I stepped into church. And I love when Jesus said to Zacchaeus, hey, he didn't say, I'm coming. Hey, come to temple and we'll chat. He said, I'm coming to your house. Mm. And so our simple motto is, what does it look like to recreate Zacchaeus's house?
Yeah, that's good.
Where they feel safe.
Yeah.
Where it's their turf and we're going to go to them. Mm-hmm. I just think it's an expression of the theology of incarnation. God comes to us.
Yeah, that's good.
And we want to create an environment where people feel we're coming to them. And so we love it. We, our city, I think the non-Christians come, they love it. And we go on a journey for 10 weeks of taste and see that the Lord is good. I mean, it's a baptism in the goodness of Jesus through hospitality, through love, through listening, through being prayed over. Mm. Hopefully I share the gospel in a way that's meaningful and relevant. We have Q&R every night. Which is like the most roller coaster anonymous Q&R in LA. Ask me anything.
Anything can happen.
And it's everything does happen on those questions. But we see a constant stream of people far from Jesus coming to know him.
Yeah.
Or deconstructed already and far from him. Moved to LA, rejecting the faith of Alabama.
Yep.
And they're finding Jesus again. And for me, it's just the most exhilarating thing a pastor could do. And maybe because I say that because I'm an evangelist, right?
But yes,
I feel we are truly going out of the trenches with the light of Jesus going into the darkness. And it's exhilarating. It's hard. It's beautiful. It's messy. Mm. It's organic. There's no formula.
Yeah.
But ask my wife, I come home fully alive.
Yeah, lit up. Totally.
Because I feel like... Jesus, this is what it must have been like for you to come light into the darkness.
Yes.
And it's hard, but it's exhilarating.
Well, and Gare, like for me, like I'm an evangelist like you.
Yeah.
Like I would spend time with people that don't have faith all day.
Yeah.
And I find your story inspiring, you know, 400 or 500 people, all the things. What I also find inspiring about Alpha is if you're not good at it, and you're bad at everything we just described.
Yeah.
So like the thought of a Q&R makes you want to throw up. You're not really sure exactly how to get the right people in the room. You don't have a cool pub space. What I found so amazing about Alpha was we've been doing this across Vineyard churches is people who literally do this fairly badly still experience
100%
a lot of fruit.
100%.
So in other words, be great. Be the best you can be. Okay. But this isn't the kind of thing where if it isn't like the best, coolest vibe someone's ever been to, it's not going to work. Actually, there's something about just basic hospitality, creating a context where people can ask any question they want.
Right.
And not feel like they're going to be in trouble no matter what. And the kind of training Alpha does for that. It feels like a lot of the work to do, specifically for churches and not done Alpha before, is getting the wrong people out of the room. So people who want to be the Bible answer man.
Correct.
Got to go.
Correct.
Like you, so I'd say that for me, the load limit as I've been helping pastors do this is you have to be a strong pastor in getting like Bible answer man or woman out.
100%.
If you can get them out and just be sort of kind, run the stuff. It would be better to have all people who don't know Jesus and just let the material do its part and pray for people.
Right.
Because somebody is going to come to faith.
Yeah.
Like, because God has his hand on this thing and keep getting better. So then the next time you're like, what would it be like for this to feel better? Or what did we not get right? Or why didn't the church participate?
Right.
How do we lower that bound? Or do we need to stop some other programming so that more people are motivated to do this? Or all that stuff you can work on, but you just got to kind of start. And you got to commit to two or three times. two or three times is what I would say. If you don't do it three times,
it's good.
Like you can't go one and go, I don't know, nobody brought their friends. Well, that says more about your church than Alpha.
No, totally.
I mean, Alpha won't suddenly get people to know people who don't have faith.
Right.
Like if you don't know, then you don't know.
Right.
But even if the first one is all believers, this is what happens as I watch people. They're like, man, I really should have had Joe here. They didn't invite Joe because they weren't sure they could trust the church. But once they're there, like, I should have brought Joe. You know, my sister, this really will help my sister.
Right.
And then I'm like, you know what? We're going to run it again.
Right. So important.
Bring Joe.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, we're going to do this again? We're going to do it again. Mm-hmm. Like right away. So
yeah,
this time. And now they invite everybody. So, I mean, I'm
100%. I think it's a, what we've discovered is, and we run a 2-day Alpha Masterclass to help churches with this, because what we've discovered, it's not about scale.
Yep.
It's about your heart of hospitality. And we say to people, look, why don't you create an Alpha, whether it's in your living room, whether it's somewhere else, that you feel your friend would love to come to.
Yes.
And start thinking through what would put off my friend, and then have the courage then to say no to some people or say yes to some things in order to create that environment where your friend will feel safe.
Yes.
It's not about how good the food is.
Right.
It's about safety and love.
Yep.
And so most churches I find have great hearts, but struggle to get in touch with the thoughts and feelings of a non-Christian.
Yes.
And therefore don't know or have lost that intuition of, oh, that's going to turn them off. Bible answer guy is going to turn them off.
Yes.
We can't, that's maybe the wrong place for that Bible answer guy.
Yep.
So we've been tenacious about loving the lost in such a way that we want to create that environment. And, you know, obviously we planted the church in LA with three people. So our first Alpha was my wife and I.
Yep.
In someone's apartment.
Yep.
And the small group was on someone's bed. You know, it was like as low, as, you know, lo-fi as it can be.
Yeah.
And it was hugely successful because it was hearts of love.
Yes.
Hearts of hospitality. Listening to the stories of these precious people who try to get through life without Jesus and allowing them space to breathe and explore at their own pace and loving them along the journey. And we saw fruit in the most lo-fi environment. And all we've done along the way is, as Alpha's grown, how do we still recreate that environment of love and safety? And every time we have to get back in touch with a non-Christian in there and go, oh, that would have turned them off.
Yes.
That wasn't safe. So we did the, we had the tough decision a while ago of partly because of capacity, but also tenaciously loving the lost, of not allowing Christians on Alpha anymore because we had too many non-Christians.
Right.
And the Christians were kind of off-putting.
Yeah.
To the non-Christians in the group. And so we have this school of discipleship. Hey, go to school of discipleship.
Yes.
We want to make space for the non-Christians in Alpha.
Yes.
And that's, but we didn't start there. We started with Christians coming.
What a great
problem.
You're
all in love with it.
Right.
You know, then you'll think, I should have my husband here. I should have my neighbor here. And that's how it starts.
Yep.
And I would do it wherever. I mean, Lizzie and I have done Alpha in every country we've lived in. I can't imagine doing ministry without it, because we see it at Vintage as our second Sunday service. We have predominantly our Sundays, predominantly are for the following, but we want everyone to feel they can access and be helped.
Yeah.
But the non-Christian need their own, kind of their own Sunday service.
I agree.
We just call that Alpha.
Yep.
And so for us, doing church is a prerequisite to do a Sunday and our other Sunday. And so it's our front door to the city, as well as our Sunday is for our own family. And so
it's great.
We prioritize it, and we are still overwhelmed with what God does. And I had a Christmas card just before Christmas, obviously, and it just said, hey, Gare, they dropped off us. You don't know us. We're a couple who just came to Alpha a year ago. We had never really explored this stuff before. And we just want to say thank you. Because you created an environment where we could explore Jesus in safety, in humor, with a beer in our hand, and just be ourselves.
Yeah.
And now they're graduating school of discipleship.
Oh.
You know, It's just, that's what it's all about, man.
It really is. Yeah. Well, you're speaking my love language. Yeah. That's for sure. Yeah.
So I've always said I'll concentrate on the exploring, and we've got an incredible group of pastors who will then help with the discipling, with the following. But you'll find me with the lost in our church.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's good. Okay. So we don't have limitless time. So I would love for you, you know the vineyard a bit.
Yeah.
You and I have hung out. Yeah. I'm trying to think about when we first hung out. I couldn't think of it today.
I think it was an emotionally healthy spirituality.
Was it? Is that it?
I think that's the first kind of major time.
Yeah, I think I'd met you in a random...
Where I was pouring out my brokenness on Zoom.
Or we all were. COVID. We all were. Yeah. I don't... Wasn't everyone? That's right. That's where we really connected.
Yeah.
Because I'd met you around LA, I think, something. But it wasn't
bumped into
real.
Each other, but that was the real...
That's right.
Yeah.
And so I've gotten to watch... I mean, you're just leading a really good church, doing a really good job. People speak really highly of you. I try very hard to get people to say bad things. No one will. But maybe you have a list.
I've got some
other things to say.
Don't worry.
I'm just teasing. But you've known the vineyard as well.
Yeah.
So like, you know, I always like for people to tell us who we are.
Right.
Like if you get a chance to talk to leaders and pastors in the vineyard, what do you want to say to them? Prophetically, just from your heart, a challenge, whatever. This is your moment. This is your opportunity to change.
Well, first of all, I'd say thank you, because you guys have been the flag bearers of such an important expression of the kingdom of God, of that radical middle, of being faithful to scripture and orthodoxy, good exegesis, good teaching. And because of that, realizing we have to make room for the Holy Spirit. We have to press into that, and we have to lead that way.
Yeah.
All for the purpose of being a blessing to our city and the poor and the lost. I mean, mate, you guys have a heritage of bringing together these things when other churches have polarized them.
Yeah.
And you guys have brought them together in a way that's catalytic, infectious, and effective. Together with, together with the passion for Jesus, together with, hungry albums.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Worship. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Together with that intimacy of not just going, hail the king, but, oh, you're my dad.
Yeah.
And I would just say to every pastor I meet in the vineyard, what a privilege to continue that God's placed you in that stream, to continue to be the flag bearer of that expression of the kingdom of God. We need it. The broader church needs it. The broader church is always going, how do you bring these things together?
Yeah.
And you guys have got, 50 years now of this is how we've done it. We've had our ups and downs, I'm sure.
I would say.
Yeah. But there's so much health and people are still looking at you.
Yeah.
And what I love, you've given it away. And you gave it away to HDB. You gave it away to other denominations. You've infected beautifully the kingdom expression of word and spirit mission into these other denominations. So I would just say thank you. I would say keep going. It's just as needed now as it has ever been.
Yeah.
And just embrace that calling and the privilege of that calling to step into the shoes of Wimber, Hunter, Lance, all these people, Brian Dawkson, all these guys, what a heritage. And run further with it because we need it.
Yeah. Amen. I received that. And it occurred to me while we were sitting here that vintage is only three letters from vineyard. So,
mate, tell me about it. Tell me about it.
It's a wine analogy. I mean, like, we're so close.
Oh, no, we're so close. In fact, my own denomination has said to me, are you vineyards? And to which I go, absolutely.
I think I am. Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, and I claim you as such.
You guys, you better watch out. I might be standing at your window peering in at your events.
No, I've been peering into yours, so I would welcome you.
I think my life, I've been rescued by the vineyard. I remember trying to piece together, reconstruct my theology of word and spirit and going out to Langley Vineyard.
Yeah.
And who's the South African guy talking about the kingdom now?
And his Morphew? Book.
Yeah, Derek Morphew.
Yeah.
Going the whole weekend of Derek stuff.
Yeah, Morphew, Venters, the other guy.
This is it.
Yeah, totally.
And You have your foundation is my foundation.
Yeah.
And we are cousins.
Totally.
And I just have so much affection for you all.
Yeah. Thanks, man. I received that. And you have a masterclass thing. So we'll try to figure out how to put something in our show notes. So if people are like, I know Jay, I know Vineyard's been talking about Alpha forever.
Yeah.
We need ways to get more training. We have different cohorts we build in the Vineyard.
That's great.
But it would be great to have as many people, opportunities for people to
grow. All it was is churches kept calling me up.
Yes.
Going, we can't get really Alpha to get going. We love it, but it's small. How did you get it to thrive?
Yeah.
And I said, mate, that's a two-day conversation.
Yeah.
Because when we struggled to get it going in LA, to be honest, and I was about to give up on it, but I'd seen it work everywhere else. So a friend of mine from a different church background just said, why don't you just sit down and whiteboard all the barriers you think are hindering your Alpha?
Mm.
And once we were honest and had a few people help me,
yeah,
we came up with like 35 barriers.
Wow.
Not the Alpha recipe itself, but how we were leading it,
yes,
how we were incarnating it. And so once we did, what are we going to do about that barrier?
Yep.
What are we going to do about that? Once we started to overcome each of the barriers, it went literally from two people to 30, 80, 150, and now at 500.
Yeah.
And we just love to share that learning with
That's
others.
That's great.
And what we're seeing, I love it because every time, even Jay Kim today, one of the great pastors from the Bay, is showing me kind of, hey, we came to a masterclass and our Alpha now is this.
Wow.
And it's really beautiful to see that exponential growth.
Mm.
And our church goes, we get to play a part in other Alphas.
Yeah.
You know, and seeing other people. So it's great.
That's really good. Well, I really appreciate you taking time.
It's a
out,
joy. We love you,
being
Daniel.
Together.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. And hopefully I can keep bothering you. I wonder.
Please do. Hopefully you'll see me outside of a window too.
Well, yeah. Well, and honestly, like,
am I allowed in?
Well, listening to you now, there's got to be a way. I don't know how you've broken down that masterclass. It would be interesting to figure out how to package that in a way that we could distribute and coach and work through that.
So, well, I take it on the road.
Okay.
I'm doing it in Australia in a couple of months.
Cool.
I've done it across America. And I'm looking at how we can package it, that we can release it to people.
Yeah, because I mean,
any
right,
help,
when you say 35 barriers, I'm going, I bet I can guess 20 of those, just because I run Alpha a lot.
Yeah, most pastors are there and it hits them
right
when we go through, oh.
I've been thinking that. Or,
of course, that's why, you know.
Yes.
But it takes an aha moment for them.
Yep.
And we see massive fruit from it, not because of us,
right,
but the pastors see. And go, oh, okay, let's do it.
Yeah. Well, reps. People, all you need is people will go a little ahead of you. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's any scale.
Yes.
Living room or ballroom.
Right.
You can see Alpha thrive.
That's good. Well, Garrett, it's my goal to keep bothering you.
Please do.
I'm going to keep working at that.
I'll be peering through the window at your conferences.
Sold. You're welcome. I'll save a spot for you next to the window.
Love you, man.
Thanks, man.
What if the communities you're building could only be as healthy as you are? Better Together is back, and this year we're going deeper. Join Vineyard USA Associations July 21st through 23rd at North Jersey Vineyard for a transformational gathering where beloved community meets emotionally healthy leadership. Featuring Drew Hyun from Emotionally Healthy Discipleship, you'll discover how to lead from wholeness instead of woundedness and build communities where people don't just attend, they truly belong. This isn't just another conference. It's a reset for your soul and a vision for the community God's called you to lead. Early bird pricing is available through May 4th. So don't wait. Learn more and register today at bettertogether.vineyardusa.org. We'll see you there.